You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, we are. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, glad to be with you. It is Thursday, 2:07 p.m. on Thursday, June the 9th. But, you know, as I looked at number one today for the Triple Dipper, Where Are the Warriors, I was also reminded of something that I read just this morning. And I'm really bothered by this, and I'm about to trigger some people. So I guarantee you, if there's liberals listening to the show, they're about to get triggered, and just deal with it. So I've told you before that I was in Afghanistan at the beginning of the war, right? I mean, to be clear, I served on a small special operations team. We lived among the Afghan people. My team, along with the Special Forces team and an Air Force combat controller, we lived in two adjacent houses in a place called Kunduz in the northeastern part of the country. And we roamed across the northeast of Afghanistan in old civilian vehicles and sometimes on horses. We got our supplies airdropped to us at an old Soviet airfield. And we ate largely Afghan food, which in my case was prepared by a very moderate cook named Saki. And we used a bucket well in the back of the safe house. All that to say, even still, even though we were living among the Afghan people like that, I guarantee you, we generated way more trash than the average Afghan household. I mean, you got a team of guys living together, and we have, you know, American supplies being dropped in whenever they can get them to us. And so there's things like, you know, scraps of paper, water bottles, all kinds of stuff. Well, I'll never forget, one day it occurred to me, I hadn't been seeing any trash burning. Where's our trash going? Where were all the scraps, the empty water bottles, the usual dunnage of life going? So I asked one of my interpreters, what's going on with all the trash? Where's the trash? He said, no problem, sir. Saki, he takes it out, all the trash, he throws it behind the wall across the road. What? I thought, oh man, not good. The Americans came here and created the landfill. That's awful. So I told him, I said, show me where. We went out the gate of our safe house, we took a short walk across the road and behind an old stone wall, and there was nothing. Nothing. Nary a scrap. To say I was confused is an understatement, because apparently for months our trash had been thrown out there and there was nothing. But the explanation for it was what blew me away. Nothing was considered disposable to the Afghans living around us. Empty water bottles. I started paying attention. I began to see children on the street carrying our empty water bottles refilled with water. They would carry them around like other kids would carry a thermos to school. Empty boxes and crates became storage in their homes. Scraps of paper, I mean, we did burn our secure documents, but scraps of paper were lining their walls for insulation. Nothing was disposable. I even found out that our empty water bottles were being used in a local apothecary because they were guaranteed measuring devices. How about that? That's amazing. They didn't throw away anything, and when we did, when the Americans took the trash out, basically, I'm told that the people came out of their houses and picked through it within minutes. My point in telling you all of this is to set the stage for the simple fact that our country, really our culture, has become accustomed to disposability. The idea that much of what we need is wrapped up in things that we don't think we need, and therefore we generate mounds and mounds of discards. But here is where I shift gears. That same level of disposability has become notorious in our culture too much these days for far more than just mere trash. Even to the extent that some would say that in the United States, even manhood has become disposable. What'd he say? What'd he say? Manhood? You heard me right. Manhood. Too often, manhood is now considered disposable. Just this morning, I started the new book. I've had it on my shelf for quite some time. The book is called Warrior. And the premise is that in order to be a godly man in today's day and age, we must also have a warrior mindset. The notion that doing the hard thing or leading and caring for our households or being responsible, being accountable, having a work ethic, a willingness to sweat and labor and defend and even fight, that those have become disposable concepts in favor of neutralizing the modern man. And yes, I believe that the same could be said for the radical attempts to erase womanhood, but I'll save that one for another day. For this particular discussion, let me focus on just one, the disposability of manhood in the left's version of the modern age. Think about it. There's no such thing as gender neutral. Non-binary is a made-up term. Biological men cannot have babies. And despite what the British version of Health and Human Services says, there's no way that a man can get ovarian cancer. But more than just common sense and actual science, what we're seeing is an attempt to dispose of the actual identity of manhood. Not just the biological or scientific aspects of the male anatomy and chromosomal makeup. No, liberals are intent upon destroying the concepts of manhood itself. I mean, from the time that they are children, our left-leaning culture warriors are disposing of the ability for a biological man to act manly. I know this may sound somewhat old school, and you'd be right, but from the time that they are children, we now see that girls are in the Boy Scouts. There's no places where boys are allowed to be boys, or boys can just like bond with other young men. Within the military, there's a clear determination to integrate the ranks without regard for combat effectiveness. Too often today, the rough and tumble aspect of boys stretching their limits and competing with other boys is watered down to ensure that they don't become, you know, toxically masculine or some other such nonsense. But it's the rugged and sometimes rough nature of boys becoming men that builds that self-confidence that creates something quite the opposite of what liberals actually fear. I see a young man who has stretched and learned his values and the concepts of being the sheepdog versus the sheep is more often than not the same young man who goes on to respect others, to protect others, to provide for others. On the opposite side of that coin is the young man who's encouraged to explore his so-called feminine side, and he's told it's okay if he uses the women's bathroom, and that gender is what you make of it. Well, when you do that, it removes absolutes. It destroys identities. It absolutely creates insecurities. It takes away the black and the white, and it causes people to live in the gray. Make no mistake, I'm not talking about some cartoonish version of the Marlboro Man or everybody looking like an NFL linebacker. I'm not. I know guys who are just as solid and comfortable in their manhood who sit at a desk all day, who drive trucks, who practice law, who may not be able to run a mile, but they'll hold the door open for a lady. Guys who raise their sons to know that if God made them a biological male, that it was for a good reason, and they should learn what it means then to actually be a man. To have the attitude that just like anything else that we're supposed to be good stewards of, that our identity as men is one of those things worth stewarding and preserving and cultivating. So yes, I'm doubling down on this. Manhood, it's a thing. It's not toxic, not by a stretch. Manhood, actual manhood, real manhood, is respectful. It's strong. It's deliberative. It's protective. It's willing to take risks. Manhood is confident. In my opinion, manhood is designed by God with a purpose and an intent that means that it can in no way be allowed to be disposable as the left would have you to believe. You can't just throw it away. It's too valuable. Manhood is not a problem. In fact, I'll just say this. Manhood's not a problem. All of you who were just triggered by this monologue, I would say that you're the problem. Manhood is not disposable. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. There you have it. Manhood is not disposable. You can quote me on that. And I mean it. I mean, it's just legit. It is absolutely and inherently necessary that we not allow manhood, and maybe one day soon I'll do one on, you know, womanhood. It cannot be disposable. We cannot throw it away like a empty water bottle. It doesn't work that way. And when we try to cast it off carelessly, then we are not being good stewards of that which God created. There you go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.